Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:13. This part of the program is brought to you by Indeed.com. Right now, caller number 9 at 800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see the new production from Cirque du Soleil, Volta. January 3rd, 2019, under the big top at the AT&T Park lot. Tickets for Volta are on sale today at CirqueDuSoleil.com. I don't have a time on here, so I guess maybe they're on right now. Or maybe it's at 10. I don't know. Check it. CirqueDuSoleil.com. Pair of tickets right now for call number 9, 800-400-3697. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. So happy Friday, everybody. Today,
thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Super excited about Friday. We're going to just try and do only fun stories today. Just fun stuff. We have new music at 8 o'clock, and there's some fun things.
Not me.
There.
I'm going for tragedy and horror.
No, don't do it. Let's keep it light. Oh, my God.
I got bad news for Miles. Stay tuned till 6:30, everyone.
No,
just kidding. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's all right.
What do you got?
Well, hotness. You know, that's important. Mm-hmm. Summer's coming. Got to be looking hot. Come on.
It's overrated.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's just more people are always asking to smell your hair and stuff. I don't.
That's so
hotness is
funny.
Overrated.
I don't know why you find that so funny, Vinny. Because the kids is acting out everything they never wish
well,
you could do.
Well, yeah, I think that that's so funny that he's like, hey, can I touch your hair? All right, go ahead.
Fine. Can you take your hair out of your ponytail? To a random stranger.
Not a stranger, a boy.
No,
a
I mean,
random
saying,
stranger boy.
She's a random stranger to him, but he's fine with going, can I touch your
right.
hair?
But boys just want to touch girls. Mm. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I know that could be, you know, you could be gay, so maybe that's...
Right.
But whatever, I'm just saying, that's like, there's puberty.
Yeah.
Could I?
In a nutshell.
Right.
Can I do this? What about this? Could I possibly do this?
And the old lady said, okay.
All right, fine. You better be careful. He's going to turn around and blame
it
on you.
Listen, I thought about that, and so I will no longer do that.
Yeah. He's going to be like, yeah, she threw her hair in my face, and she made me touch it, and luckily it's pretty well documented on the show.
I don't think that's how that would happen. I think that if we were to just speculate, it might be more like, did my son ask to touch your hair and you let him? Oh, yeah.
He wore me down.
He did.
Well, I know. Listen, he's not bummed. Trust me. It would be some grown-up that would go, that's so beyond inappropriate.
Have you met his parents?
No, but I know someone that knows his parents.
And so that's how you found out that
he's got on the spectrum.
Got some issues with hair. You better hope he's not carrying pocket scissors.
Oh,
take a chunk.
God.
I just need a little bit of that for my collection. It's not creepy at all,
to
I
punch
promise.
Him in the
it's,
face, yeah.
Oh, don't punch children.
Well, no.
He just cut her hair off.
Still, I'm telling you, nothing good can come of this.
No. And it grows back. It's just hair.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
All kinds of stuff. Hotness. I tried to start with the hotness. You said it was overrated. We got onto the kid who's
okay,
in the
go.
Hotness. So we already know that Kate Upton tops this year's Maxim Hot 100. They did release the complete list yesterday. However, they decided they're not ranking it anymore.
Mm.
They just grouped it.
Because that's wrong.
Yes, it's wrong to
first
rank.
First place is wrong.
Well, no, first place is Kate Upton.
Oh.
She's the hottest.
Second place is wrong.
Just the rest of them are all lumped in together. It's 2017 to rank everybody. So here's some highlights. The bombshells are Gigi and Bella Hadid, who, I swear to God, like, I hear their names all the time, and they date all the people, and I can't, I'm telling you, I can't pick them out of a lineup. And I've even seen tons of pictures of them. Once in a while, I'm like, oh, that's one of those Hadid girls. Uh-huh. I could never tell you which one is which. They're like the new Paris and Nikki Hilton. Although, exactly. I learned about them pretty fast. Or maybe maybe it took me just as long. I don't know. One of them needs a reality show or a sex tape or something so I can tell which one is which.
Isn't that what one of them do? Is the mm-hmm. one that got that nose job and became...
Oh, there's a nose job in the...
We talked about this. I showed it to you. One of them had a giant beak.
Oh, a honker.
And well, I say that as I have my own giant beak. Yeah. So I do know that, you know, when you got a big honker, you look at your dumb face and you just go, man, that thing's got to be right in the middle of there. But she's had a nose job, yeah.
Are they both models?
They are.
Is that all they do?
They're not... pretty much, yes. They didn't start off attractive. Their mom is so hot.
Oh.
She's a former model.
And she married a Hadid?
She married...
Are they divorced now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mohammed.
So these are the two daughters of Mohammed Hadid.
He's a real estate developer.
All right. Oh, do we have... this?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she's, you know...
That's not the right picture, though. There's a side view of that nose where you go, oh...
Yeah, they're good-looking girls.
But look, so she's on the left. I don't think she's ugly. She's a good-looking girl.
She's a little
girl. She's not a model.
Right. No. Oh, no, no, no. Of course, makeup goes a long way, too. Like, she's really made up in that other picture. You're right. That might not be the best example of it. But, yeah, I can barely even... I hardly know who these girls are. They're just the latest crop.
But I like Kate Upton.
Sure.
You know, I do, too.
She seems very sweet. Kendall and Kylie Jenner made the list in the bombshells category as well. I don't consider Kendall she's too much of a slip of a girl to be a bombshell. Like, she's so skinny.
She's done some stuff.
Oh, like what?
Some booty stuff.
Oh. Mm. Kendall has a good booty, too?
I thought she bought it.
Oh, Kendall bought a booty?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Kendall did
recent.
Or Kylie did?
Kylie bought a booty.
Well, Kylie definitely did, but Kendall recently enhanced.
But she's, interesting because she's a model and you'd think she'd want to be, you know, real thin.
Right.
Real thin with a big old booty. Remember in the olden days when it was like you wanted to be real thin with big old boobs and now it's like you want to be real thin with a big old booty?
Maybe they have an ass card.
What's that?
You know, like sandwich cards where you get stamps.
Buy 10, get one free. Yeah.
And the sisters just have
they
those things all stamped up. Maybe she was like, I might as well.
Sure.
Freebies lying
get
around.
Get it for free. Yeah. Either that or she's just trying to, you know, make it so that Northwest can have a free one.
Maybe.
And she gets older.
We were talking about freckles yesterday.
Yes.
And Kylie posted a picture of no makeup, which I love. Like, no makeup. She had these beautiful freckles, but I wondered, Vinny, if it was that mask freckle thing, if she did something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember her having freckles as a kid.
She's freaking adorable without all that cake stuff going on.
You know what's
weird,
though?
Freckles are so cute.
Freckles are one of those things, because I've always been a big fan, and I dated a girl with them, and she, when she'd do pictures, she'd put makeup all over them.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what the hell? And also, the other thing... So freckles, if you've got them, you don't want them. And if you don't have them, you'd think, I'd be so cute.
Yeah.
The same is for curly and straight hair.
Yep. You always want what you don't have.
You see a lady with beautiful, naturally curly hair, and she's inevitably in the bathroom straightening that crap out.
Hours later.
Every time.
And every girl with straight hair has got it up in rollers.
So.
that's a... You know who has great freckles? Well, maybe she's had them removed. I have no idea. I haven't seen her without makeup in forever. But Lindsay Lohan is a freckle girl.
Yeah.
I tell you, she was one of the cutest girls of all time. And she has just jacked her. It looks like she got run over, you know, by something big. She's super swelled up. Although, recently I saw a picture of her and I was like, her face is kind of relaxed a little bit. She's made herself look 10 years older, easily.
Well, that's
and she's
just...
like only 33 or
something. She's a kid still.
But she's partying and smoking and she was on the circuit from a young age.
She was.
That wears you out.
It does. But I still think that if she had just not shot all that crap into her face that she'd still look, you know, okay, tired 33, but she'd still look 33. Now she looks 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also in the bombshell category, Khloe Kardashian, so Kylie and Kendall, plus Khloe, their half-sister, Heidi Klum, Sophia Richie, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, you know, out of nowhere, Charlotte McKinney, who I don't know, I'm sure she's hot. I'm sure she's a bombshell. For divas, they put Demi Lovato in there. I do think Demi's super cute.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, Cardi B. Oh, by the way, if you watch Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis, he did an interview with Seinfeld where he's like disappointed that Seinfeld's on, and Cardi B crashes the interview, and he's like, well, at least you're relevant. And he makes Seinfeld sit on a crate outside the two ferns. So he's not even between the ferns anymore. It's a pretty funny one.
That is pretty funny.
Beyonce's on there. Surprise. Jennifer Lopez, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, Janelle Monáe, Tinashe, and Camila Cabello.
Tinashe.
What's that?
Tinashe.
Tinashe.
Yeah, she's an upcoming rapper. She's dating a bunch of other rappers.
Oh, is she hot? They have her in the Divas.
Sure.
The Screen Sirens, Gal Gadot. That chick is beautiful.
She is. I hear they're making the next Wonder Woman right now.
Good. Margot Robbie, Scarlett Johansson, Reese Witherspoon, J-Law, Saoirse Ronan made the list. Danai Gurira. She plays, she's on The Walking Dead. I don't know why I can never think of her character's name. But she's beautiful, and she was also in Black Panther. She played like the head of the warriors for the King of Wakandas.
The general, something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh, she's so beautiful. She has the most beautiful face. Zendaya, Megan Fox. Megan Fox has been looking pretty good, too. She got some stuff shot into her face a couple years ago, and it was like, oh. But that seems like it's died down. Priyanka Chopra, Kristen Ritter, Emilia Clarke, that's Daenerys Targaryen. Mm-hmm. The Funny Girls, that's one of their groups. This is the Maxim Hot 100. Chrissy Teigen, who is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Kate McKinnon, Issa Rae, Ali Wong. That's your girl, Vince.
Man, she's popping up everywhere.
She's really not my girl. I mean, I guess I brought her to the show, right? But I just caught her because my missus was watching it, and I think she was watching it because this lady does all her stand-up pregnant.
Mm.
Like, actually.
Wonder if when she has the next, she'll just be like, knock me up again. I got
full belly.
Gotta get it going.
That's my bit, yeah.
Did Christina watch the whole thing?
I'm sure she did. I think she watched both of them.
I could see how that'd be, like, discouraging for the labor part, because she gets really into detail about how bad it is afterwards.
Mm.
You know, she talks a little bit about pregnancy, but mostly about
wearing
a diaper and having to put like a whole towel there because you're
okay.
You know, all that.
All the things
everything
that happen
that's
after.
Like,
don't worry, girls. It bounces right back. Don't worry. It's like nothing happened.
That's not what she says at all.
The power players on the Maxim Hot 100, Amal Clooney, Meghan Markle. They've got Kim Kardashian on there, Ivanka Trump, Melania Trump. They list Kim as a power player, and I realized as I looked through this list, so Kendall, Chloe, Kylie, and Kim are all on the list. Courtney, not on the list. Like, how does it,
she's
it's a sad day.
She's trying so hard. She is
oh, is she trying?
Trying?
Is
oh,
she?
My God.
So is she now the ugly Kardashian? Because it was Kylie for a while. Then she had her lips done. She looks good. But Chloe actually was sort of the all-time. And then suddenly she's a glam bomb.
Yeah, Courtney's just but selfie.
Yuzi, do you know if Courtney has had a bunch of stuff done? She seems like the one that had the least done. I mean, if you look
at
her.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah, I think she's had some booty enhancement stuff going on.
Well,
but
yeah, I mean, that's...
she's a gym freak. Like, she's always at the gym, at least posting. I don't know. But
well, she did Justin Bieber, right? So she's, you know, he likes her.
Yeah. Not enough to stay around.
No. No. Anyway, I just sort of felt bad for her. I'm like, oh, that's a kind of a sad Friday for Courtney.
Well, I'm actually glad they're not ranking and they're just throwing a list out there.
Oh, really? You don't like the ranking?
You know.
Do you agree that Kate Upton is the winner on this?
Well, I love her.
I feel like the lists are just too big now. There's too many names because of social media and the fact that we'll take the identifier of celebrity is too broad.
It's so wide.
It's so broad that, you know, someone can... PewDiePie's a celebrity. And who the hell is that?
No one knows.
Right.
Well, the kids. There are certain people. That's right. Because we're all... There's something for everyone out there. And if enough people like one dumb something, it becomes rich. Mm-hmm. PewDiePie. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, it's Father's Day weekend. Oh. So I've got a little bit on that. Also, a new workout program, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by Dell. You can watch this show. Hello. We've got cameras all over all the studios. We all look super fancy today because it's Friday. It's party day, as you know. And you can go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass link. We've got Vaughn in there running the show. And over the weekend, because the feed is on 24/7. So it's live while we're here. And then he loops it throughout the day. And then on the weekends, he runs like a little best of that he pieces together. Good job, Vaughn. RadioAlice.com/watch. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. They provide one-on-one partnership and reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors to get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. No better. You know what? When you're planning your summer vacation, just plan it at the Bay Club. Yeah. Go there. That's where you should go.
Absolutely. They've got everything you need. Right, Yuzi?
Right, Sarah.
Don't worry, Club 77. I'm coming.
Right.
They got my drinks there.
Woo.
So, Bay Club.
All right.
Here's what's happening. Happy Father's Day, everyone. It's Father's Day weekend.
Try to be a good father.
Right. Hmm. So don't forget, Dad, I got a story about that, but let me just hit this World Cup real quick. So there are three games today, Egypt versus Uruguay.
Uruguay.
That's happening right now, actually.
What's the
yeah, that
say,
one's
why?
On now.
Can you get a pronunciation?
It's Uruguay. It's Uruguay.
Uruguay?
Yes. Uruguay.
Uruguay, yes.
Uruguay.
Play Egypt. Uruguay. Play the Egypt song.
Yeah, play Egypt while you find the pronunciation.
They're playing now. Morocco versus Iran is at 8 a.m. And Portugal versus Spain, which is
Iran.
A big one. That's at 11.
Boy, I can't. The excitement over this is just incredible.
Spain is one of the favored teams, and they just recently fired their coach. So they're in sort of a – it's going to be interesting to see.
They fired their coach as they entered?
As they entered, yep.
Iran.
So
Iran.
Mexico lost yesterday, huh?
I don't think they played yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't. The only team that played was Saudi Arabia.
And they lost.
Yeah.
To Russia.
Yeah, it's funny.
Uruguay.
Got it. Our friend Rudy was like, oh man, I'm so into this World Cup thing. I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go down to Grumpy's, I'm gonna watch all the games.
Yes.
And I'm like,
there's one game
today. And he goes, what? Yeah, the one game is the game that's on now. And he's like, oh, I got to hurry. I got to catch the end of it.
He did. He schooled me a lot on soccer yesterday.
Oh, did you go to Grumpy's with him?
I went to Grumpy's.
Oh!
And then hung out for like half an hour. And it was just like he was going on and on. And Katie was there. You know her from another station.
Oh!
So Katie.
I love that girl.
Me, yeah, so we were sitting there. And she goes, I like the way you look like you give up bleep. I go, can you tell I don't? She goes, well, I know you, so I could tell you don't give a bleep, but I love the way you let Rudy go on and on about it.
That's sweet. So you didn't catch the fever from all his splaining.
His mansplaining, his soccer splaining.
Yeah, let me explain to you why you love this.
He's all in, yeah.
Well, okay. I plan to have a Portugal-Spain soccer match nap at 11 before I head off to the Incredibles this afternoon.
That's three o'clock.
Incredibles 2, everyone.
Text me. I'm dying to hear. But me and the kids were talking about it last night. How that's actually the first movie in a long time that we're like, we must see this.
Everybody wants to go.
Everybody wants to go.
It's unanimous.
Yeah, we loved the Incredibles. I mean, I must have watched that 3,000 times.
I can't imagine being disappointed by it. I really can't.
You gave it 3?
4 1/3.
4 1/3. Yeah.
Although you guys said, you know, it's hard to live up to the original.
Yeah.
It doesn't surpass the original.
No, no.
I wonder if... Is it wrong to even bring up Lasseter? I wonder if was he part of The Incredibles 2?
I did watch the credits at the end for about 3 or 4 minutes, and Lasseter's name is the second name that pops up.
Okay.
So
he took 6 months off.
He's leaving.
Yeah, he's
gone. Yeah, what is the official...
So they very quietly... He was off for six
months.
At
the end of this year, he's supposed to be stepping down.
He's just going
to
step down.
They put him on,
yikes,
I don't know, suspension or whatever for 6 months.
Sort of mandatory leave.
And then after the 6 months, I saw an article that said, we haven't heard what is going to come of this, and still nothing. And then finally they came out and said, he'll be stepping down as the head of Pitt. And I just feel like we still don't really. I know he's a hugger. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, that was the first thing you said when he was
gonna
coming
hug
in
you.
Here was, this guy's going to hug you. And I'm not a fan. I don't want to be hugged. I'm not into it. But I was like, all right. And to me, it seemed innocent enough.
Right. Well,
I am a boy, so, you know.
Well, it's always seemed innocent to us, too. And but, you know, we don't work with him day in and day out. And
I don't want to hug every day. I'm into hugs completely.
Yeah, I like to hug my pals.
So I don't know if that's what it was or not, but he's.
It's just hard to imagine. For anybody who felt bad about his behavior toward them, I don't want to diminish that at all. But I've always felt like he was nothing but love and light. And it's really hard to hear this stuff about someone that you think so highly of. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll let you know. I'll text you and tell you if I love it.
Please do, yes.
It looks like the rumor is Pete Docter is going to step up and take over.
Good. He's great.
So he's the guy behind
Monsters, Inc., Up, and Inside Out.
Inside Out, right. And then is it Pete Bird? Brad Bird, who did this Incredibles.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So it is Father's Day, and here are some of the gifts they want. A nice dinner out, a nice bottle of booze.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
A watch would be good. A vacation, clothing, a smart speaker, a steak dinner at home, tickets to a sporting event. That's always good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get him tickets to his favorite baseball team. Easy.
Done.
Right. Beer or some kind of expensive coffee. There are some suggestions for you.
I didn't get my dad any of those things.
Well, you got him a boat, so he's cool.
I got him that 10 years ago. And he sold it.
Bastard.
No, I don't want to say what I got him because in case he's listening. I'm not sure if it's arrived yet.
So,
nothing, nothing boat level. Way less.
I'll be interested to see what John's kids get him.
Oh.
Well, there's been less than stellar family participation lately, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. That's too bad.
It is their dad, though.
Much disappointment on my end.
Oh,
you're disappointed. John doesn't think twice about that kind of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Step up, kids.
It's highly possible he does, but what's he going to do? Bitch about it? He might very well be extremely disappointed, but he's not going to whine because that just makes him feel weak and like he's...
And worse,
like
he's wallowing.
Yeah, now he's like begging his own kids to be cool to him.
Yeah, they should
I would
just
probably
be cool
have the
them.
Same attitude. I have already, you know, sort of seen it where you playing out certain things in my head as a parent where I would feel like, I don't know if I could stay plugged into that. Like, I think my attitude might be, okay, if you're going to back talk me and mouth off like that, then I'm just going to
step off over
let
there.
You know how I feel about it. And that what is the Alec Baldwin quote?
You ignorant, selfish little pig. Rude, selfish. Oh, rude and thoughtless. That's what it is. Rude, thoughtless little pig.
I'll probably have that run through my... I got to memorize it first, obviously, but I'll have that run through my head.
Do your own rendition of it.
Excuse myself to my room. I'll just be...
Did Dusty say anything like, hey, Isla's going to make you breakfast in bed or anything like that?
Nothing like that, but they're good to me. You know, they know that I'm... What I really want is
to be left alone.
Right.
Let me go surfing, please.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Everything does, too. Mm.
Smoking.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So I love that technology has improved the way we work out and exercise. I'm interested in all of that.
Right.
I love that you can... One of the things that's really true about Strava or these other ways to sort of keep track of your movements, including the Apple Watch, which I still miss mine desperately.
I know. I haven't seen any updates.
What happened was I sent it to them.
You broke the face.
I broke the face. very hairline crack. But
and
they,
yet it didn't work anymore.
Not at all. Couldn't even get the code in to open it up. They sent back and said, it's broken and it'll cost you this much to fix it. And I was just like, I could get a new one for a few dollars more. And then I found a code that got me 20% off of a new one.
Oh.
And so I bought that for the same price it would have cost me to fix it.
And now you have a brand new one.
It's not. It hasn't come yet.
Oh. But you did it through this place that you had sent it. Okay.
I did it through Nike.
Oh.
20 summer was the code. Should I have said that?
No, absolutely.
Was that a bad thing?
No, listen. Someone and before you that. Do yeah. anything, you should always look for a code online because you can, I mean, even if it's just free shipping. I never buy anything online without looking for a code.
It was 20% off.
It's great. That's great. It's huge. 20. Who doesn't want to save 20%?
Yeah.
So retail anyway, me not, baby. Coupon codes.
That was the way I was able to get a new one or get one rather. Because fixing it, I feel like cracking that crystal, because I'm going to take it surfing. I wear it in the water every day.
Yeah, you can't.
Having them open the crystal up and put a new one on, I don't feel like that seal will ever be the same.
Right. I'll never be the same.
Anyway, so this leads to my story. A gym in New York City is doing something called shock therapy, where they hook people up to special suits, and they give these little electronic muscle stimulation directly to your body. The safe little pulses of electricity through your muscles help activate them and make your training more effective.
Oh.
And I've seen that for years. They, I mean, even really, what?
Nothing. I'm excited by that. That seems great. What I really want is to get in a suit and have it just electroshock me until I'm fit and not have to. I don't want it to help my workout. I want it to be my workout. Can I just lay here and eat popcorn while you shock me into ripped abs?
The shocks are so effective that you'll get results in half the time you normally would.
Oh. You black leather.
Oh, this is what's going on. I'm like, why shock are they me. Making faces?
No, the face was, I think, this, I think she was trying to hit her stand goal. I'm not sure, though.
Well, it's funny because this electronic monitoring of it, actually, I find it to be a huge motivator.
Yeah.
Like, I actually want to close my rings, and it tells me all the time, like, time to stand up. I'm like, all right, I guess I got to stand up.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's helpful.
Great.
And, you know.
Shock me.
We all want to be as healthy as possible, don't we? Yeah.
Well, we want to be. It's just, you know, I don't want to do
work. Like, oh,
God.
According to
new
data.
Great, I can't wait to be all sweaty. Hurrah.
From Google and Pornhub, people are most likely to search for porn featuring different types of shoes, like sneakers or boots, right after they've been doing some online shopping for those types of shoes.
Oh, like they get a little bit turned on by looking at people.
I guess so.
You know, on Zappos, there's always a video that goes with the shoes. Like if you're looking for shoes, you can watch someone walking around in the shoes, and it just kind of shows them from the knees down as they're walking around and turning.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Each, look it up. It's kind of hot. Some of the hot shoes.
They're hot?
Well, some of the shoes you're like, oh, yes, dude, those look so great.
So you're getting hot on the heels?
I'm not getting hot, but I can see why.
Or man's high tops.
No, like girls' clogs, you know, stuff like that.
Clogs.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not getting hot on any of it. I'm just saying I can totally see someone being on Zappos and just looking up, like, you know, highest heels available or whatever. Maybe
it's
they're
so
into
funny
flats.
That the things that people will get into.
I know.
Sneaker, like hair. Who knew?
Right?
Hair.
Dudes into hair.
Have you ever touched Yuzette's hair?
I do not think that I have ever.
Have you ever sniffed it?
I have not. Have I?
Have you had reactions to your hairdo like that in the past? That people are turned on by your hairdo?
Yeah.
Yes, she says. Mm. Huh.
If you had guys
almost daily people ask about my hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Well. Boy, I feel jealous.
I feel like
they ask about my hair and they ask about my eyelashes and my neck.
Oh. Oh, good for you.
I don't know. It's a thing.
They want to let her know that they're not looking at her boobs.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very deliberately keeping my eyes up on your face and your hair. Great neck.
Yeah.
I'm not looking anywhere south of your neck.
The people of Massachusetts
yes.
are most into porn featuring sneakers.
Oh.
Of all the things.
Yeah,
sneakers.
I don't understand why. I don't find sneakers hot. Particularly.
Like nudity myself, yeah. But, you know, everybody's got their thing, right?
You'll take a naked woman in sneakers, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. But
it's
if I can
look.
Pull those off of you.
More traction.
And smell your feet.
No.
Toaches.
Our text number is 800-400. Oh, look at me. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
You know what? I think I'm gonna do the 100 greatest YouTube videos of all time. We didn't get to the. It's kind of fun because as I'm reading through the list, I'm like, oh, they forgot this one and this one, and I realized I have a couple of videos that I am like, if I'm having a bad day, I go to this one video all the. And I know other people.
Is it the
people,
talking orange?
Oh, it's not the talking orange. Oh. No, but I'll be interested to hear what yours is, and I'll read you some that are on the list.
All right.
Some of the obvious ones are on there, but there's some funny ones too.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.